Dear investors and partners, my name is Andri Avila and I'm CFO of Eesti Energia. It's a great pleasure to welcome you on the earnings call to summarize our audited results for the last financial year. Hopefully you have managed to download the presentation from our investor relations website. Without further ado, let us turn to the presentation. If you move to slide number 3, here we present the snapshot of the annual results that we will cover in more detail further on. Eesti Energia results in 2014 were characterized by 8.9% lower sales revenues of 880 million euros and EBITDA of 312.3 million euros, which was largely unchanged when compared to 2013. Operating cash flow came in 6.7% lower at 228.2 million euros, whereas the end of the investment program reduced capital expenditure substantially to 275.9 million euros. Before looking at the results in detail, let's turn to the overview of the main markets affecting our sales and profitability. If you now turn to slide number 4, here we present the overview of the Estonian and Finnish power prices that influence our power generation and retail market sales and profitability. Average price in NPS Estonia price area was 37.6 euros per megawatt hour in 2014, which is 5.4 euros per megawatt hour lower than in the previous year, which means 12.5% less year on year. As 2014 saw the full commissioning of Estlink 2 cable, prices were more driven by Finnish prices and the average spread between Estonian and Finland reduced to 1.6 euros per megawatt hour. Our reported measure of Estonia Eesti Energy power generation competitiveness, clean dark spread in NPS Estonia electricity price decreased to 13.5 euros per megawatt hour due to higher CO2 and oil shale costs and decreased electricity price. To conclude, power market has been rather challenging of late, but our results have been helped by financial hedges. Now, on slide 5, we present the other regional power market phenomena that has recently had an impact on our retail power sales profitability in Latvia and Lithuania. Namely, there's a physical bottleneck in transmission capacity between Estonia and Latvia North Pole spot areas. In 2014, Estonia-Latvia price spread widened by 6.7 euros per megawatt hour to 12.5 euros per megawatt hour, as Latvian price remained higher and transmission capacity was unable to cover production deficit in Latvia and Lithuania. In 2014, our ability to hedge the border crossing costs was limited, but it will improve in 2015 with increased ETR capacity available for hedging. Eesti Energia's future fixed price contracts in Latvia and Lithuania amounted to 813 gigawatt hours as of 31st of December 2014, which is 1.5 terawatt hours lower compared to the end of 2014. 64% of a portfolio concerning 2015 has been hedged by PTR contracts. On slide 6, it represents the performance in another market that derives Eesti Energia's results, affecting our shale oil sales and profitability. The second half of 2014 was challenging year for oil producers all around the world, and we were not an exception. Average price of Brent crude oil decreased to €74.5 per barrel, -9.7%, while the price of 1% sulfur content fuel oil, which is our reference product, dropped by 9.2% to €414.5 per ton on average for the year of 2014. In addition to the crude oil prices, tighter fuel oil sulfur contact limits in SO emissions control areas, ECAs, in 2015 weigh on 1% fuel oil prices. To summarize, it has been challenging year in the main markets that affect our results. But let's now turn to Eesti Energia's performance. Slide 7 presents the breakdown of sales and EBITDA between our main products as well as the annual change in latter. In 2014, Eesti Energia sales revenues were 2.9% lower at €880 million. Sales revenues were lower in all main product categories, but the largest impact was provided by reduced electricity sales revenues by €83.1 million. In terms of EBITDA, picture was slightly different, as the reduction in electricity EBITDA, lower by €24.9 million, was balanced by higher EBITDA from all other main products. All in all, group EBITDA for 2014 increased marginally to €312 million. Let me now analyze sales and profitability of each product in turn. Slide 9 represents the revenue dynamics of electricity sales, which accounts for more than half of group revenues. While power markets were challenging, our financial hedges allowed us to increase average electricity sales price to €47.9 per megawatt hour. However, generation limitations, lower retail market share, and change in netting principles combined to reduce the total electricity sales volume by 19.6% lower to 9.1 terawatt hours. In combination, these factors reduced revenue earned from electricity sales substantially in 2014, as the sales revenues were 15.6% lower at €451 million. In terms of future sales, we have hedged 7.2 terawatt hours of 2015 power sales with an average price of €40.5 per megawatt hour. As of 2016, power sales hedged against price risk amounted to 2.9 terawatt hours with an average price of €38.1 per megawatt hour. Slide 10 represents an overview of Estonia Energy performance in the Baltic retail market. We lost market share in 2014 in all Baltic markets. For the whole year, our market share in the Baltics was 26%. While in Estonia, the focus was more on product profitability, and Latvian and Lithuanian market share was impacted by our inability to offer fixed price contracts in the late 2013 and 14. Increasing availability of hedging instruments is expected to improve group's competitiveness in Latvian and Lithuanian markets going forward. slide 11, we show how EBITDA from electricity product, which amounts to 39% of total group EBITDA, changed in 2014. Two main negative influences on EBITDA were the reduced power sales margin, which was mainly driven by lower sales prices and higher costs, and lower volume of power sales. That in combination reduced electricity EBITDA by 85.9 million euros. These were to some extent balanced by increased revenues from hedging instruments with a positive impact amounting to 36.7 million euros. While changes in fixed costs and other factors also helped to reduce the negative impact, total electricity EBITDA reduced by 17.1% in 2014 to 120.4 million euros. Market situation has not improved dramatically since the beginning of the year, therefore profitability from electricity will remain under pressure in 2015. On slide number 13, we see the revenue dynamics of electricity distribution, which accounts for about 27% of group revenues. While distribution volume was largely unchanged, the sales revenue reduced by 1% to 240.7 million euros due to lower average distribution tariff. Tariff reduction was introduced in April 2014 to reflect the lower transmission tariff. While sales were lower, the profitability was not largely negatively impacted, as can be seen on the next slide. On slide 14, as we can see, EBITDA of electricity distribution improved by 9.6% in 2014 to 37.3 million euros. This improvement was mainly on the back of better distribution margin. For example, distribution loss expenses were substantially lower by 3.1 million euros. Also, fixed expenses of electricity distribution were considerably lower in 2014, mainly because of lower group overheads, as well as the outages remediation costs. Key network reliability and service quality indicators also improved in 2014. So, all in all, it was a very strong year for the group's distribution network subsidiary, and we look forward to improving the performance further in 2015. Now moving to shale oil. On slide 16, we can see the performance of shale oil product, which makes up about 10% of group sales, but has twice as large impact on profitability. On a positive note, the volume of shale oil produced and sold increased considerably in 2014, with the sales reaching 231,000 tons, which is about 11% increase year on year. On the flip side, the average price earned for the product reduced by 10.3% to 397 euros per ton, even after considering the positive impact from financial hedges. All in all, the shale oil sales revenues reduced by 7.4% in 2014 to 85.3 million euros. As for the future, oil price remains under pressure, and we have hedged 207,000 tons of 2015 oil sales against price risk with an average price of 419 euros per ton. 2016 sales hedged against price risk amounted to 11,000 tons. Together with options, it's 131,000 tons, with an average price of 353 euros per ton. As you can see on slide 17, shale oil EBITDA increased by 16% in 2014 to 62.2 million euros, having a positive impact on the group's results. By lower margin, which was due to price and higher variable costs, lower price and higher variable costs put pressure on EBITDA when it was balanced by higher sales volume and gains on hedging and derivative instruments. We expect additional positive development from higher oil production volume in 2015 as the new NFIT 280 oil plant continues to ramp up of production. However, the overall result for shale oil this year remains dependent on the oil price changes over the course of 2015. Now, on slide 18, which is about our sales revenues, our products and services add about 10% of sales and EBITDA for the group. Group sales revenues were mainly impacted by higher heat sales, plus 2.3 million euros, and larger oil shale revenues, plus 3.8 million euros. Altogether, our products and services sale revenues reached 103 million euros in 2014, increasing by 6.2%. As for EBITDA, the largest positive influence originated from heat sales, plus 5.8 million euros, due to Iru waste-to-energy plant working for a full year and increasing profitability. Also, EBITDA from oil shale sales and technology industries improved in 2014, while the sale of scrap metal reduced in importance. On slide 19, we have established how our EBITDA of 312.3 million euros earned in 2014 has translated into operating cash flows of 228.2 million euros for the year. EBITDA included positive influences for the sale of subsidiary, which amounted to 3.4 million euros, and the revaluation of derivative instruments in the amount of 18.2 million euros, which did not account as the operating cash flow for 2014. Larger than required acquisition of CO2 allowances reduced operating cash flow by 7.2 million euros in 2014. Finally, interest expenses of 37.6 million euros and corporate income tax of 29 million euros were the main other negative influences on cash flow by reduction in receivables by 10.3 million euros had a positive impact on operating cash flow. Now, on slide 20, we express what have been factors behind operating cash flow for 2014 reducing by 6.7% compared to 2013. On a positive side, EBITDA was slightly above 2013, plus 1.2 million euros, and CO2 purchases resulted in positive cash flow development in 2014, and the amount was 26.7 million euros. On the other hand, the impact of hedging instruments in results reduced by cash flow, reduced the cash flow in 2014 by 22.9 million euros, and cash flow positive reduction in receivables was largely balanced by 10.9 million euro negative impact from changing in inventory. And finally, higher interest and loan expenses and income tax reduced the total operating cash flow compared to 2013. Now about capital expenditures. On slide 21, we represent the reduction of capital expenditures in 2014 by 34.1%. The 276 million euros as our investment program draws to a close. Main investments were directed to improving the distribution network, 97 million euros, where the rollout of smart meters continued. 84 million euros was invested to new Auvere 300 megawatt power plant, and this project has reached commissioning phase, or expected to reach commissioning phase by November 2015. Altogether, additional 106 million euros remains to be spent on our power plant. Our committed investments are considerably smaller. And on the next slide, we have a small diagram about NFP 280 power oil production plant. In 2014, the progress was made. The progress made was considerable, as the plant produced 45,000 tons of oil during the production runs over the year. In addition, power production was also initiated, and the year concluded with 25 megawatts of power generated. 25 megawatts power generation capacity having been reached. Further improvement in volumes of oil and power production are expected in 2015 after additional modifications, as we expect the plant to reach design capacity over the course of the year. On slide 23, we provide overview of the group liquidity position in 2014. Operating cash flow of 228.2 million euros exceeded the investment cash flow of 227.3 million euros, which is a positive development. Bond issue concluded in early 2014 financed the group dividend payment and added slightly to a liquidity position. Altogether, the group liquidity position remains solid, as long-term financing has been contracted for the completion of the investment program, and revolving liquidity lines are available until September of 2018. On slide 24, it represents group maturity profile and the key leverage ratios. Over the course of 2014, group leverage increased, ending the year at 2.7 times net debt EBITDA. Maturity profile of the debt portfolio currently remains favorable, with the main maturities approaching in 2018 and 2020. Eesti Energia also retains a strong BBB rating from both rating agencies, BBB plus from S&P and Baa2 from Moody's, both with stable outlooks. This creates a good platform for a new debt financing or refinancing transactions in the future. Now, a bit about 2015. On slide 25, we present the group outlook for 2015. We expect the revenues to increase slightly from 880 million euros in 2014. By slight increase or decline, we mean a change of less than 5% in our results. Main reason for the sales revenue increase is the larger electricity as well as the shale oil sales volume expected in 2015. While pricing of both products remains under pressure. As for EBITDA, we expect a slight decline compared to 212 million euros achieved in 2014. Decline is mainly expected to originate from lower profitability of electricity and shale oil sales. Capital expenditure is expected to increase compared to 276 million euros in 2014, as the group's investment program draws to a close and maintenance investments in group power plants in 2015 are expected to exceed the last year's spending. A dividend payment of 95 million euros has been budgeted by the state for 2015, of which 23.8 million euros of corporate income tax will be added. And to summarize, 2014 was a challenging year, mainly from the electricity and oil market standpoint, and it has been reflected in the group revenue decreasing by almost 9% to 880 million euros. Main reason for the decline was lower electricity sales revenue, which was mainly affected by lower electricity sales volume. Group EBITDA, nevertheless, remained largely stable at 312 million euros, as the reduction of electricity EBITDA was balanced by strong performance of all other products. Group capital expenditure in 2014 decreased by 34% to 276 million euros, and we will aim to retain a strong control of CapEx also in 2015, given the continuing price challenges in power and oil markets. 2015 will not be easier than the last year, but we will approach it with vigor and report on our first quarter results already on April 30th. This concludes the main body of the presentation. There are additional slides in the appendix that discuss our production and sales data, commodity markets, as well as closed positions. If you have any questions whatsoever, please do not hesitate to ask. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. One moment for the first question, please. And our first question today comes from the line of Tapio Yakusari. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I would like to ask on the slide number 4, where you have a comment about the clean dark spread, which has decreased due to higher CO2 and oil shale costs. Can you just explain why the oil shale costs have been higher last year?
Main driver of a higher oil shale costs are the different expenses connected to resource taxes and the different taxes for the environment.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press the star followed by one. We're waiting for further questions. You may now use your opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, press the star followed by one at any time. Okay, there are no further questions from the phone lines.
Okay, thank you, and this will conclude our discussion today.